Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Chinedu Alanya. Chinedu Alanya is the founder and CEO at Mulberry, the consumer-first product protection company for online shoppers and D2C brands. Before founding the company in 2018, he was the chief technology officer of Catapult, a lease-to-own company he founded in 2011.
Well, good afternoon, Chinedu. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. I'm really, really excited as well. It's great to have you on the show. It's another great day of having someone new and someone to share their story so we can share it out with the world. Chinedu, we're going to jump into the questions here and talk about your career. You've got quite the career in technology. You're a serial entrepreneur, and now you're the founder and CEO of Mulberry. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, no, happy to, Brian. I mean, for me, the way I think about it is that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the North Star that I've always tried to live by as it pertains to my career. And so really the main secret to career growth is I spend time on projects that I'm super passionate about. And for me, one of the big things I'm extremely passionate about is really just expanding financial access, right? So giving more consumers access to financial products. And so in my previous company, we are really focused on helping consumers get access to the ability to purchase online. With Mulberry, we're really focused on giving retailers the ability to offer product insurance, giving consumers a better experience with product insurance. So yeah, I would say that's really the underlying thesis of my career, which is focus on doing what you love. And for me personally, that means focusing on expanding access to financial products to end users.
I love that. So you're it's like killing a bird with two stones. Two birds with one stone. It's essentially you're doing the things that you truly love, and then you're helping others by providing something that they truly need. So that's awesome. So thank you for sharing that. And so we're going to jump into this second question here about e-commerce, right? You work with e-commerce retailers. The industry has made a huge boom this past year. So how does Mulberry's technology help these retailers keep up with the boom and growing consumer demands in the industry?
No, I love that question. I mean, e-commerce is something I'm extremely passionate about. And you're absolutely right that over the past year, e-commerce has grown massively. I think we went from 15% of all retail to north of 20% of all retail, which is just a massive shift in about a year. In terms of the role Mulberry plays, we really founded Mulberry primarily because we noticed that it was getting more and more expensive for e-commerce retailers to operate a business, right? So you had huge companies like Amazon, Apple, that were essentially the lion's share of e-commerce transactions. And a big reason these entities were so successful is due to their service program, right? So they gave their consumers the ability to purchase service plans, protection plans. And this is something historically that small to mid-sized retailers were prevented from doing because the legacy industry just did not support them. And so the role Mulberry plays is Mulberry helps e-commerce merchants easily embed product protection into the customer buying journey online. And this accomplishes a couple of things for our retail partners. The first is that it gives them the ability to really sort of like expand the lifetime value of a consumer, right? So it makes their consumers more profitable. But beyond that, it also really solves a big customer service headache for these merchants, which is what happens when a consumer buys a product, it's a year down the line, 2 years down the line, and something goes wrong with the product. Historically, this has a really bad effect on the retailer's brand perception by the consumer. With Mulberry, now we can step in, and if something goes wrong with a product a consumer purchased from one of our partner retailers, we are absolutely there to make sure that consumer gets downside protection.
That's awesome. And again, it's something that they truly need. And you're not only bringing that service, but you're bringing it at a more innovative. Chinedu, when one thinks of product protection, they do not necessarily think of new or innovative, right? Can you give us some insights on what traditional product protection is like and how Mulberry is working to change that, especially as it relates to leveraging technology?
No, you're absolutely correct in that historically, the extended warranty industry has been technology unfriendly, right? It's just been a really poor experience for consumers and merchants over the past 30 years. And that was one of the big opportunities that really interested us when we founded Mulberry. And so when you think about some of the downsides of the industry, a big one that exists is that the claims filing process is not very transparent, right? So consumers buy product protection plans in store, whether it's at a Best Buy, at an Apple, but they are not really told what's covered. And so that leads to a really interesting situation where if something goes wrong and the consumer attempts to file a claim, in majority of cases, the claim ends up being declined because of a lot of different loopholes built into the historical terms and conditions for product protection plans. And beyond that, the other interesting thing about the legacy industry is the fact that you need to keep a receipt with you in order to get coverage on a claim. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't really keep my receipts when I go shopping, and I definitely don't keep them for 2 or 3 years after I made a purchase. And the industry built this in as a way to add additional friction into the claims filing process. And so for us at Mulberry, we wanted to turn that dynamic on its head, which is we said, hey, we think product protection plans should be extremely transparent. We think consumers should absolutely understand what the coverage is, how to file a claim. In addition to that, we think claims filing should be real time. And over the past 3 years since we founded Mulberry, we've really doubled down on that core thesis. And so today, a consumer that's purchasing a Mulberry protection plan has a variety of ways to understand what's covered. In addition, if something does go wrong, they can get resolution on their claim in a matter of seconds via our automated claims chatbot. And lastly, which is something I'm kind of super interested in, we recently launched a browser extension that actually gives all online shoppers the ability to get 12-month free protection on anything they buy online, right? So the way to think about it is you're basically getting 12 months of Apple Care for free simply by shopping with the Mulberry browser extension.
That's awesome. And I like the fact that, you know, again, being transparent about the service you provide and what they're actually getting, but having immediate access to the tools so they can make a claim is, I think, just simply amazing. So you're really, you are flipping everything on its head, and I appreciate what you're doing for the consumers in the world. So thanks again. And Chinedu, last question, can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either technology or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, happy to, Brian, happy to. So for me, the one thing about my career is that although if you look at it today, you're like, hey, Chinedu has been in the tech industry for a while. He's a serial entrepreneur. But once upon a time, I was actually looking to break into technology myself. And for me, the biggest learning there was that it's extremely, extremely important for one to be open to new experiences, for one to be open to new way of doing things. And that's something I've tried to prioritize as I got into the technology field. Beyond that, the one thing I can also share is that a lot of career success is, quite frankly, really just due to perseverance, right? So being able to keep pushing past obstacles that might come up. And so I would really encourage people to never give up on their dreams. If you want to have a successful career in tech, you absolutely should go for it. You should be willing to learn new things, but you should also continue to push through the obstacles that might come your way.
I love you sharing that. That's so helpful for others, especially starting out as a startup or even just starting out in their career. I think that that information is very insightful and will be a great resource for our audience. So Chinedu, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for having me, Brian.
Bye for now.